So when you started peeling off the tonnage, did you have to site any new landfills, or were you able to find?
No. It was an all-inclusive proposal by various private waste haulers. They would accept the garbage at their door or a transfer station that was either located in the borough or out of the city, and then they would be responsible to dispose of it. So, of course, there was due diligence done. What happened is, whatever landfills, once we award the contract or we go into award, we would check the landfills to make sure that they were not just a hole in the ground somewhere, you know, that the city could be left open. We went down and visited all of the landfills that were proposed in order to make sure that they had environmental controls that were necessary to operate, you know, a landfill, like leachate control and gas emissions and things like that, and how the landfill was actually run. So we did our due diligence before we awarded the contracts to any vendor that did it. And they would name more than one landfill, so we'd check all of them that were on the proposal coming in. You know, because at times there could have been a problem in one of their landfill and they need to go to another landfill. So they had to propose several landfills as a solution, you know, just in case they run into a problem. Mm-hmm. And it was a monetary thing, so the price per ton was all inclusive of, once we unloaded at the transfer station to burial, that was the inclusive price they would give us. So they would kind of move it around. As years went on, there was various states that charged taxed the tonnage that came in, and they were coming back to us to try to change the contract, and we had it written in the contract you couldn't do that. So they had to eat that. They made up for it the next time around when the contract went out. But you had what was called a host community agreement with most of these places that where the landfills were located. Mm-hmm. That the community that was the landfill was located in, they would get a host fee for allowing tonnage that was out of, you know, regardless of origin, that wasn't coming out of their own county. So, like, you know, that varied from different landfill. It could be 50 cents a ton. It could be up to $10 a ton. It could be various. But that was all included in the price. That was all figured. But, you know, if somebody asked you, you know, what does the host community, it was limited by two ways. One was by permit, and one was by the cost. So permit-wise, you'd see a landfill down south or anywhere, really, and they're operating might be a 1,000 tons a day of refuse. But the state regulatory agency might say that only 30% of that can be regardless of origin. Mm-hmm. That 700 has to come from that individual county. 300 tons could come, you know, regardless of origin. So you had to check all the permits to make sure that the tonnage they were proposing to accept, you know, they had the ability to do that with the regulatory agencies in their state.
Okay. So essentially, New York City was giving the garbage to private contractors who would bring it somewhere, and then would they in turn have to pay the local communities?
Yeah, that was all on them. That was all, because a lot of times the landfills, like for instance, Waste Management is a large firm. They own the landfill where they go. Mm-hmm. So they would pay the community. You'd have one of the other vendors that one of the transfer stations, they might not own the landfill, so they negotiated a deal with the landfill they're going to pay, and then that landfill would pay the community. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's all done. That's all, like, the what's seen by the Department of Sanitation is a cost, and it's all inclusive. And then, you know, all of that stuff is wrapped into that cost. Mm-hmm. You know, that we didn't have to worry about it when the host community says they want $2 more a ton.
Yeah.
Our contract is for 5 years and they're locked, but that's why a lot of times they gave us several landfills, because in case that did happen, they could move the tonnage somewhere else.
Okay.
And then they were moving, everybody was moving to get, you know, tonnage by rail, you know, to avoid the trucks. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was kind of, These solutions that I'm saying are temporary, they call them interim. This was before the long-term solution would come into effect, you know.
Do you know about how many, like once Fresh Kills was closed, how many other landfills had to take New York City's garbage now? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the order of, let's see, you've got 18, you had at least 18 separate contracts for tonnage with various, because another thing I should mention is the department had what's called a model, okay? So the model is if you had two or three transfer stations bidding on a particular amount of tonnage, there's some way for the department they'd have to figure could they send it all there in the same shift? Do they have to relay it because that costs more money? So the department had its own internal model that, say somebody bid $50 a ton, once you put the model on it to figure out, like, if you're going to, you know, hire extra people on overtime to dump it at night and this and that, that cost per ton changes. So the model would determine what's the cost, and we do an adjusted cost before we award the contract. So, like, when you see the lowest cost bidder coming in, he might not win the contract. Mm-hmm. Because it's the lowest cost to him, but it's not the lowest cost to the department. See, like, for instance, if Manhattan's a prime example. They start picking up, collecting in a certain district in Manhattan, and then they have to go to Jersey. Now, a lot of them won't dump it on shift. So they would have to dump it, you know, at night. So in order to dump it at night, you need another individual, and that's a cost on overtime. So you want to calculate that in to figure out there might be two or three places in Jersey that bid, but what's the real cheap, you know, when does it become cheaper or not?
For the city itself.
You know, because you might do four relays to one place in Jersey and only three to another. Mm-hmm. So then that differentiates the cost, mm-hmm. you know. So, but that didn't answer your question. You asked me about, what was the original question? I forget. I rambled off for a while.
We were talking about where the garbage went, where it had to go after Fresh Kills.
Right, oh yeah. So there was 18 contracts, and how many landfills deal with that? I would say the landfills in the beginning, you know, you probably have in the order of 18 landfills to 30 landfills that are available to take the tonnage. And they spread out across many states. They spread out, for instance, Virginia, South Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Jersey, the Asheville, because you go to an incinerator in Jersey. Like Manhattan Garbage goes to an incinerator down in Jersey, some of it. And then ultimately that residue goes to a landfill which is in Jersey.
Okay.
You know, so you really, those are the states. I know I've visited landfills in all of them states. So I know they're on the top, you know.
You mentioned to me before that there was one of the communities in Virginia actually sort of benefited from having the
Yeah, I mean, what happens is, essentially, or what I saw was, in 1997, the first landfill from the Bronx was Waverly, Virginia. And Waverly, Virginia is kind of a for lack of a better choice of words, I would say probably not an affluent county. So, but as a result of the host community agreement that they were collecting money from taking tonnage from regardless of origin, they ended up building new roads, new schools, new police vehicles, new fire vehicles. So the quality of life in that county actually improved, you know, as a result, and it improved dramatically over the years, you know, from 97 to now. I mean, they still use that landfill. I mean, do they still want it open? That's a question mark. I don't know. At the time, it improved the quality that went on in the county.
Okay. Do you need to check on your car?
Yeah, if you want to just stop.